I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Open Doors World Watch List, Sudan has consistently ranked in the top 20 countries with the worst Christian persecution since 1993. A lot of it comes from the government's agenda to make Sudan a one-religion nation under Islam. Many Sudanese pastors have been killed, fled the country, or been thrown in jail. However, one Sudanese pastor, whom we'll call James, has a message for the global body of Christ.
We want people to know that in spite of the situation that we are going through, the Christianity and the church in Sudan is still strong. What happened is astonished us, but Christianity will not finish in Sudan. So I want people to know that the Christian in Sudan is still alive.
Would you pray that these Sudanese believers would remain bold in the gospel? And the United States is an extremely diverse country. That's a strength, but it's also proven to be a weakness, as evidenced by the ever-widening gulf between the West and the East. The church has been struggling to close that gap while reaching the immigrants and making an impact for Christ. They're offering a free resource called Reaching the Muslims Next Door to help make that introduction a little easier. Heart for Iran's Dr. Mike Ansari shares.
It is only a couple of pages, but it's filled with facts and experiences that we have gone through and our family of partners have gone through. These are proven facts. So I would encourage all the listeners to go to our website, to podcasts, to Facebook, to other places and download this. And then make copies of it and pass it on to the church.
Get the details at missionnews.org and find your place in this story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book called The Dying That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.